coming this fall. I've been in the television business for 11 years, which is a very long time. Not long by regular job standards, but at 35, people around here are beginning to call me seasoned. Seasoned, for those of you not in show business, is the worst insult you can call a woman. It means a cross between old, disagreeable, and only wear slacks. TV is a young man's game, like professional sports. And after 11 years, you're not the rookie. You're the old guy in the dugout talking about the old days and spitting in a tin can. The last part is the only part I actually do. Every pilot season, the trade papers all publish loglines of the upcoming pilots that are going to shoot. I now can see certain tropes getting recycled over and over. I'm not just referring to familiar characters you've come to expect on most shows. For example, boozy mother-in-law, candid black best friend, hyper-articulate child of dum-dums, and incomprehensible foreigner. I'm talking about premises for entire series that seem to get reused perennially. Much like my love for romantic comedies, I enjoy most television. I can only make this list because I have watched more TV than an angry 13-year-old child of divorce. The only thing I will not watch is reality television. Watch how we pick a singer. Watch how we turn this old crappy house into a cool new one. No, you do that. I don't need to see the process. I live the process. Let me relax. Here are the kinds of shows that networks seem to be clamoring for lately. Boy man must face the adult world. Carter can't keep a job. His girlfriend left him for smoking too much pot. His dog ran away because he never went outside. He high-fives his African-American roommate while they play Xbox. He lives in filth. He sometimes wears his pants inside out. This is the story of how he became the Attorney General of the United States. The Staunch Oval Office Dame. This briskly paced show centers on our heroine, a tough, highly educated woman in a high-pressure job full of gross sexist men. She is the very best person at her job, and she is so moral, she would send her own husband to the electric chair if he was found guilty of shoplifting. But she harbors a terrible, humiliating dark secret. She's dyslexic. And, in the world of this show, that could get her impeached. Poor Maria. This is the charming tale of a lovely Latina, regular-looking girl. That is, she would be considered a perfect 10 if she was white. She has a heart of gold, but is underestimated by everyone around her, except the handsome white CEO of the corporation where she sweeps the floors. Will he whisk her away like the dust particles in her bin? Or will he fire her when he finds out that she is part of the floor-sweeping union that wants their salaries to be raised to $4 an hour? Remake of gritty Israeli show about terrorists / infidelity / mental illness. This well-produced and depressing show will be the one you know you should be watching, but you just can't make yourself do it. Let's examine the best case here. You invest the time watching the show, you mention it at a party, and some guy tells you how much better the original Israeli version was. Ditto for British comedies about the workplace. Dad, Mom. You know that 38-year-old guy in your office who falls to pieces when his 70-year-old parents get a divorce? Then dad moves in and has to learn internet dating? And son reverts to behavior he did when he was 10? No? Well, you're the only one, because there are usually 5 pilots about this very subject at any given time at every network. The Abandoned Spinster Club. A confident workaholic woman named Marcia, or Alex, comes home to find her husband cheating on her in her own bed with his secretary. It's always the middle of the afternoon, and it's always happening in her own bed. I find this little detail especially horrifying. It's bad enough that it's happening, but we need to wring out as much humiliation as we possibly can. You know what would make the cheating even worse, the writer says? If it were happening in her own bed, next to photos of their kids and stuff. The rest of the series explores her journey to accepting a new life as a sex-positive 40-something. She will have a really fun assistant who's an expert on all the new, slutty dating techniques. Also, everyone on the show drinks wine while sitting on couches, and they're in jeans and barefoot with one foot tucked underneath them. Think about it. Hot serial killer who's kind of literary. He leaves sonnets pinned to all the corpses. The murdered prostitutes all have the first names of Jane Austen heroines. The kindly police commissioner's name is Chuck Dickens. The whole thing takes place in a tough housing project in Newark called Stratford Up by Avon. A melancholy English actor plays the lead in this mystery drama. And he uses his accent no matter what country it takes place in. This is everyone's mom's favorite show. Neurotic, sensitive guy who is also super unhappy. This show is usually a half-hour cable comedy show. It focuses on a wealthy LA or New York City-based man who makes his living doing something creative, is miserable despite having suffered no traumas or having any immediate health problems. If there are kids, they are only invoked to interfere with sex life. The pilot will always involve a children's birthday party with a bouncy house, or a clown who breaks character when not around the kids. Deemed brilliant and hilarious, this show usually has no jokes. Superhero before. You know that famous superhero with his own franchise of blockbuster movies? He's great, isn't he? Wouldn't you like to know what he was like when he was a kid, way before his cool powers took effect? No? Okay, how about what his mom and dad were like? No, they don't have any superpowers. It's just an awesome, talky prequel with lots of prophetic talk about what will happen in those movies you love so much. Talkative chubster seeks husband. A sexually unapologetic fashionista tries to find love in the big city. Wait a second. This sounds like the premise of my show, The Mindy Project. But it's not my fault. I didn't come up with this format. Not many people know this, but The Mindy Project is actually based on a famous Venezuelan show called Puta Gordita, or The Chubby Slut.